everybody, and welcome to today's daily devotional, where we've been looking at scriptures that inspire me. Now, there is many parts in the whole of the Bible where God or Jesus tells us that he is with us. And that those words alone, I am with you, inspire me. But I'm going to look at one particular passage in the Old Testament where Moses was asking God, you know, hey, you know, I've got these people here and we're now going to head to the promised land and it's been terrible and they complain all the time. I got to know, are you with me? I'm not going to go if you're not with me. Are you with me? And in Exodus chapter 33, God replies to Moses. So it's verse 14, chapter 33. He said, my presence will go with you and I will give you rest. I will go with you and I will give you rest. Because I go with you, the rest, the comfort, the peace, the joy, the confidence, the provision, whatever that rest might be, will be part of me going with you. So this divine God wants this divine intimacy with us because he says, my presence will go with you. I will be with you. I'm your companion on this journey. It is truly the only thing that sustains us. God being our companion on this journey of life. When I got married to Bruce and left home after a few years of marriage and took to the two of the children, we moved from one side of Australia to the other side of Australia, just like going, say, to New York, to San Francisco, leaving all family, friends, everything I knew. I was lonely. I was lost. I was feeling abandoned. My choice. I chose to go with Bruce. He wanted to go back home and, you know, we talked about it. It wasn't like, you have to go. But it was God's friendship. It was God's companionship. It was his intimacy that sustained me. And if I hadn't had that, I guess, desperation in my life at the time, the loneliness, would I have turned to God more? Would I have gone deeper in my relationship with God more? Possibly not. Sometimes God puts us in spots of isolation to encourage us to turn to him, to go deeper in him, to allow him to fill us, to walk with us, and then to bring us to rest. You know, it was God who kept me going. It was God who fueled me, fed me, consoled me, lifted me up. This isolation and discouragement, you know, just occurred. It occurred because of the circumstances of my life. But it allowed me to turn to God more. He was who I relied on. I'm not saying that Bruce wasn't there and there was, you know, between husband and wife, we became stronger and deeper in our own relationship because that's all we had. We had to start with new friendships. He had his family there, but I had not met them, or I'd met them 2 weeks before we got married, three years before. So I didn't really know his parents. I didn't know anybody, no girlfriends to chat with, to be with. And yes, my husband was fantastic, but he's not the same as having a friend, a girl especially, that can understand how I am. My sisters, my twin sister. And the temptation is that when we become sometimes so isolated that we mistake that, you know, we can say to God, well, you say follow you and you'll get rewards. Where are they? But the rewards of eternal life, our spiritual life, are different. Can't compare the world to to God's kingdom. Remember, it's an upside down kingdom. It's a different way of thinking, a different heart. Just the example of the first will be last and the last will be first. So different. And so our thoughts and emotions and feelings need to, in many ways, change to the way of God's thinking and the way of God's kingdom. And the rewards are different, but they're longer lasting. They bring you greater peace, greater consolation, greater reward than anything the world could give you. The pain is often still there, but the pain turned me to the Lord more. I couldn't see sometimes progress. I couldn't sometimes see God's provision, but He's faithful. And if you read and learn and love Him more, because you understand Him more, you have more knowledge, your heart is changed and in tune with Him more, you see His provision. You see Him providing for you. You see Him comforting you. You see Him protecting you, looking after you and your family. And your trust increases, your faith increases, your love increases for Him. Our dependence upon God becomes more real. We need to state it and speak it out, especially when we're not feeling well. Lord, You said You were going to be with me. Well, I trust You in this. You said You'll bring me rest. Well, I trust You in that rest. I need rest right now. Life is so out of whack. You know, I'm feeling unpeaceful. I'm not coping. How are You going to, you know, pay the bills? How are we going to be provided for? All of that happens in our life. Maybe not for everyone, but for many. We feel unstable, unsure. And God says, I'm with you. My presence is with you. Dig deep into me. Lean into me. Cling onto me. Give me your burdens. And I will bring you rest. And this rest is beautiful. It's peaceful. It's comforting. It's knowing when I go to the letterbox and there's another bill and you go, oh my goodness, how am I going to pay for it? You're still, you know, human, and you still got to plan and work out, well, you know, got to do this, what do I do? God provides somehow. You get extra work, or someone says, oh, I'll give you a discount here, or you don't have to pay this, or whatever God does, He provides somehow. But above all that, He brings you peace, the rest. And you just know, someone will be gracious and say, good, you can pay it off over a year. I did that with a doctor's bill once. Paid a bit every week because that's all we could afford. And the doctor was gracious and said, yep, no worries. God can do whatever God wants to do. But know He is with us and He will bring us peace and rest and all everything else that goes with God. So know, as we're coming into the new year, this peace, this rest, this God is simply amazing, and He is with us in everything.